bank of the river, and it was close to a crossing, and it just hitched on this separator and went down the hill and into the river with the thing. And if I recall correctly, I think it was pretty badly damaged before they got to the river with it. Done a lot of damage to the inside of this machine. I think it was a metal separator, but it done a lot of damage to it before they got it into the river and where they could get a lot of water to put it out.
That's a shame to lose expensive machinery that way,
yep.
Particularly in the harvest season.
That's right.
You mentioned that your mother made cornbread. Did she make other bread out of cornmeal?
Well, no, I don't know about, I can't think of any other bread, but we had lots of mush. They made mush out of cornmeal. You betcha. We had lots of mush. Betcha we'd have, if we have mush in the evening meal, she usually make quite a little batch of it and then mold it in something, and then we had that for breakfast.
Oh my, isn't that good?
Wonderful. Fried mush,
oh
you know.
My.
Oh, we always had whirls of good butter. Yeah, we always had plenty of syrup. We didn't have, she'd make some out of either brown or white sugar. Yeah, that's it.
And you mentioned that she made light bread. And did you call that bread that was sold in stores anything special?
You mean the kind that's sold in the stores now?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've heard it called about everything. And one of the words that I can remember, two words I can remember being referred to as punk and moonshine. I had a brother that so detested eating light bread that he said it was just like going out, he said, opening your mouth and let the moon shine in. He said, do you just as much good as to fill your stomach full of that old light bread. He called it moonshine. And I've heard him say that so many times. Here, you want a hunk of moonshine? He passed the bread. That old baker's bread. That's what he called it, and I've heard it called punk and that's about all it. Few names that I can recall right now that they had it for store-bought light bread.
When I was a boy, it was called boughten bread where I grew up.
Yeah, boughten bread. Yes, yeah. That's right.
Did your mother make any of those confections round like that with a hole in the middle? Did she cook them in fat?
Oh, merciful heavens, yes. Boy, I should say, you're talking about donuts.
Uh-huh.
And we had plenty of them. And we had the stuff to fry them in, and it was pure hog lard. Donuts, I should say. And then artists, she'd cut them with a... Mother would cut them things with her biscuit cutter, see?
Mm-hmm.
And then by golly, she'd take something else in and cut that little piece out of the middle of it, see? And that made a donut out of it, mm-hmm. She'd lay it in and fry it. She'd take some of that same dough and she'd twist it. And she'd turn it over here, you know, and then just start and just wrap it around one another, just kind of like
mm-hmm.
like you was plaiting. And then just lay them in there. And she called them twisters. Well, it was just the same thing as the donut was.
Uh-huh.
But we'd have twisters. We'd have some donuts, we'd have some twisters out of the same batch of dough. Now, wait a minute. I'm going to try to quote another word there that my father called them. He called them, and it could have been French, I don't know, but he called them cruxionals. And what that was, and whether it's a French word, I don't know. But he called them cruxionals.